Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Super Crosstalk. Cappy?
Nope.
I don't know if Cappy's there.
Cappy's
but
not
I
there.
Can
you, go in the house? Can you give us a love boat?
There you go. There's Cappy.
Mason, no one in our community hates you. They just have good, fun-natured ribbing at you guys.
No, it's not. Okay, so it's not really a cesspool.
No, it's not like your Reddit page was.
Yeah, the Reddit page was awful. Yeah. I don't even go into Reddit anymore. Yeah, I don't want to know what's happening there.
We have like this funny joke where we call you in Ireland Statler and Waldorf from
right.
The Muppets.
I saw that, and that's okay. We actually suggested that you might be the Russell Westbrook of the station today.
See, the funny thing is that I was just informed about that conversation you were having. The mm-hmm. conversation was having because of who at the moment is the least of the team players.
Oh.
And because Ireland admitted at times about the cross talk issues. That's why I mentioned John. And if you hear in the promo, I even said, at the moment, I would say it's John Ireland. Although,
If that's the definition, it's Michael. Michael is the guy who doesn't want to come
right.
to anything.
He doesn't come to anything.
Michael's a great call. Yeah.
So, yeah. So that would be it. Although he claims he will come to Mandy's too. So
Electric
let's see if
Boogaloo.
He lives up to that part of it.
Electric Boogaloo.
There you go.
I think somebody yeah. said when we were having that conversation that Michael is the guy because of
Laura
everything
did.
You just said. Oh,
yep.
It was Laura? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I actually tailed it with said, you know what, Laura, I guess you're right. It is Michael.
So, Cappy, you're kind of a dramatic guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, pot, meat, kettle.
Yeah. I'm drama free.
Who are you? Are you pot or kettle?
They call me
no
drama mace.
Oh, I thought we were both pot.
No, mace is clearly pot.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
So, Cappy, you've quit your own community. What is going on? Why?
Well, I don't know that I'd quit the community. I mean, I'm in there every day.
The promo says you quit it.
He lurks.
You're in the oval of distrust, is what the promo
right,
says.
There's the circle of trust, and then what happened was, as you guys may recall, George told everybody that I have turned my back on the family.
Yep.
And that turned into, I'd say a good 2 weeks of nonstop beatdown.
2 weeks? It was last Friday.
Okay, well, it feels like 2 weeks. How about that?
It hasn't even been a week.
No. Actually, it's going back the previous Friday, isn't it? Because didn't I just come back? I was leaving to go to see my daughters up at Boise State.
The days blend
that?
Together, don't they,
yeah,
Cappy?
They do. They yeah. do. Yeah. So
I remember where you were on Saturday night.
Oh, really? How do you know that?
Saw you on TV.
Well, you were pretty visible, Cap.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Are you going now to are you busy? Are you going to the game tonight?
I am not going to the game tonight.
Yeah, you know, I will not watch another pitch of baseball. Ireland, will you
That's
watch
it?
Any postseason baseball? I'm done. I'm done. That's
really?
It.
Your baseball season is over?
Baseball season ends when Dodger season ends.
That's wow. a good question. Will I watch any more baseball?
I'm
I may check
right
in
now.
On it, but I'm with you, Mace. My heart's not in it. Hey, I got the Yankee game on in my room. But I think it'll be an afterthought. It'll be a background.
No,
thing.
But that's still watching. I'm with you. It's background noise. But I mean, yeah. It's on because it's live sports. At
but I mean, Dodger games,
o'clock.
You sit there and like
hang
focus
on every
on it,
pitch.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, no, of course not. But it's on. You know,
surprised you guys aren't going to watch the Padres win the World Series.
Hey, they might win the World Series.
I don't think so.
Well, let me just tell you.
Why did you
didn't take them
so?
Seriously before the Dodgers series.
Yes, they're yeah. certainly well, capable.
No, they're of course they're capable. I mean, it's 50-50 series as far as I'm concerned. I think they may have even won the exact same number of games, Philly and San Diego. But I think Philly's going
to
win the series.
Well, listen,
I like their starting pitching. I love Aaron Nola. I love Zach Wheeler. They've got guys that can go deeper into games. I think that the Phillies win the series.
Listen to this piece of research. This wasn't from me, but listen to this.
Okay.
The Braves beat the Dodgers in the NLCS last year. They went on to win the World Series. The Nationals beat the Dodgers in 2019 in the NLDS, and they went on to win the World Series. The Red Sox beat the Dodgers in the World Series in 18. We all know what happened in 17 with the Astros. In 2016... the Cubs beat the Dodgers in the NLCS to win the World Series, to go on and win the World Series. And in 2015, the Mets beat the Dodgers in the NLDS, and they went on to win the World Series. So it just seems like whoever beats the Dodgers is the team that goes on to win the World Series.
Is this analytics? Are you bringing us analytics?
No, I actually just read that from what somebody wrote in a paper in an article. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
No, I didn't do any of that research on my own. I would never have come up with that on my own.
Now, I will be watching the Lakers tonight. I will not be watching game one of the, I guess it's the NLCS. Yeah, Philly and I'm not paying attention.
Nobody's watching tonight?
Nobody's
the,
watching.
LA Galaxy versus LAFC?
No, that's
LAFC.
Thursday.
Honestly, if it was
really?
Any other night,
no, I wish it was tonight.
If it was like on a non-Laker night, I would watch that because I've watched their matches before.
Oh, you would watch the LAFC? I would too. That's Thursday night is LAFC versus Galaxy.
Traffico.
Right, but it's a Laker night. It's they're playing the
Correct.
Clippers that
It's
night.
The home game. Yeah,
yeah, well, it's we'll Laker Clipper.
Yeah.
Big night. There's a big night coming up. John Ireland,
by the way, John,
I think it's okay to play some of the pregame festivities.
Yes,
I'm curious. I'm interested. And if I were driving down the road and I was listening to 710, I'd want to hear some of this.
I agree.
Yeah, we're going to carry some of it.
I don't agree on the zero championship ceremony thing for Golden State. Because, Golden State is not a very hateable team. Like, nobody says, I hate the Warriors. They're a likable.
Well, and
group.
One of the Lakers is getting a ring, and Clay is kind of a favorite son in L.A. And they're people like Steph. We'll do some of it.
I hate the Warriors.
There you go.
Yeah, Lindsay
the
hates the
Warriors.
The
whole city of Cleveland hates the Warriors, and Steph Curry and his stupid spitty mouth guard.
Are you upset because the Guardians are losing
what
right
do you
now?
Think?
It sound cranky.
I have the right to be.
You're not dead yet, Lynn.
Because you know what? Yesterday, if they would have played yesterday, instead of giving the Yankees the advantage because of this rainout, the Indians, the Guardians,
the Yankees got an advantage. They're pitching a guy with 3 days rest still.
Yeah, but they were going to start a guy yesterday who they lit up who had like 2 days rest. Trust me, it's an advantage for the Yankees.
Lynn, why am I the Westbrook of the station? I didn't mean it
in a way where, like, because I know you do go to stuff, but I feel like you just, like, kind of do what you want, you know? You
right, that's
thing.
The whole point.
I
is
took you to an effing baseball game this
Uh-oh,
year. What are you talking
what
about?
What does that have to do with,
I go to all of the station
this
things. I'm not
to
the
do
Westbrook.
With, like, okay, well, if you want to look at it in such a negative way, I know
yeah, but
you
I,
do
I
your
think
own
Russ
thing.
Is negative.
I think we actually, as a collective, all support everybody's things for the most part outside of, like, people being out of town.
Yeah, I think it's a really good group. I think everybody kind of does it. I think Michael Thompson's probably
well,
the
yeah,
right
Michael,
answer.
Whatever, yeah.
He
I
does
will say,
his own thing.
Over the past couple days, after hearing all these former teammates of Russ's come out in the media and, like, go out of their way to, like, say that he's treated unfairly and people talk about him unfairly, like Kevin Durant said it, like, I just feel like this is all a media-made thing.
No, it's not.
What is
What's a
media-made
thing?
Kevin Durant could not run fast enough away from Russell Westbrook to join the Warriors.
Well, he said it's one thing to criticize a guy for what he does on the floor, but then now it's starting to get real personal, and people are starting to like take shots of what they're everything they say and do, and it's just getting a little ridiculous. That's
are
what
they?
Kevin Durant said.
Well, look, he's got a chance to prove everybody wrong right now by playing some defense for Darvin Ham. And by the way, if he performs, he'll play. If he doesn't perform, he'll be buried on the bench.
John,
and
is he supposed to play tonight or not?
Yes, I think he is going to play. He was at shoot around this morning. He looked good. He's listed as probable for the game, but I think they need him because they don't have Schroeder and they don't have Troy Brown and they don't have Thomas Bryant. And I don't know if he'll start Cap, but I think he's going to play. He could start. We'll see. I mean, they started six different starting lineups in the preseason, so we're not sure, but let's see.
Shedano, we've got Cappy. Go ahead and play this thing from Cappy because I want to circle back around to the boycott.
It's the boycott we are keeping our eye on at 7:10.
Now I'm out.
You're out of the circle?
Now I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside looking in.
You're okay.
I'm now like the leader of the Oval of Distrust.
It is day four of the Cappy Circle of Trust boycott. Keep glued all day long for the latest. And this afternoon at 4 p.m. with Sedano and Cap.
Wait a second. I smell something fishy.
On 710 ESPN.
These are your people, Cappy. Let me just say, so Ireland's not a big... Ireland, do you go to the Mafia or not really?
No, not really.
Okay. So these communities that have sprung... I don't run ours. A guy named Kyle Downey runs ours. I think you guys run yours.
Well, I think that's
we
part
run
of the
ours,
problem.
Yes.
Yeah. But ultimately, they're like our most loyal as we like to say, P1s, the people who love our shows the most are in our communities and tweet a lot. So, Cappy, I don't know how you can turn your back on all of your most loyal listeners.
I wouldn't say I've turned my back, Mace. I think that's a little strong. I think
he's saying something over the top. Go figure.
I mean, I just don't think I'm turning my back. I'm in the community every day.
Okay.
Well, Grant in L.A., who's one of our best Photoshoppers and consistent tweeters, said earlier, Cappy gets a little criticism and he freaks out and dismisses the circle. He's really channeling his inner Russell Westbrook right now.
Yeah.
The difference is I show up every day and I give you 100% every day. I don't walk off.
Well, Russ shows up and gives 100%.
Yeah, no, Russ is out there, sure.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Not necessarily in the defensive end, but he's,
right. Well,
but he's out there playing hard.
He's out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm in the circle. I'm just lurking in the circle right now, Mace. I'm
circle lurker.
I'm a guy who, yes, right. There are certain kinds of
lurker.
There are other things that rhyme with circle lurker, and I'm a lurker right now. I've been the other kind as well at times, you know, in college.
You said circle lurker?
That's right. Circle lurker. Okay. That's right. That's exactly right.
I think probably that's going to show up again later on your show and on our show tomorrow.
I would think so. I would think so.
Now, are you part of this Fire Dave Roberts crowd?
Am I?
I don't care about what you're a Padres fan. I'm talking to Shadano here.
No, absolutely.
What is Shadano? Is Shadano known as a hardcore Dodger fan?
No, but I watch
120 Dodger games a year.
Not,
easily.
You
he's
counted
not,
them 120?
He's not rooting for the Padres during that NLDS. So yeah, I'm directing this.
It's a rough guesstimate, but yeah. But and I've been to more Dodger games than you have this year. That's for sure.
What'd you go to? Two, three.
Three.
Yeah, that's more than I went to.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, Cappy, you can pretend like you're not a Padres. We know you're a Padres.
No, Mace. You know what, Mace? Listen, let me tell you something.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually had to do a lot of soul searching here.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes.
What'd you find?
I've been trying to figure out, why am I so bitter? Like, why am I so angry about the Padres?
Iron's laugh is great.
Yeah. Like, what is going on with me? Like, why am I so bitter? Why am I so angry? And, you know, Rachel said to me, she goes, what's going on with you? You know, and I told her, I go, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, why am I not, like, loving this? I've been in San Diego 20 years. I've been around the Padres for 20 years. They've been perennial losers for 20 years. Like, why am I not enjoying this? And I've come to realize, my goodness, I'm bitter about a bunch of business stuff. And the business stuff has made me not enjoy this. And then she said, but wait a second. Because I didn't think about it this way. She said, but wait a second. You're bitter about some business things that happened.
What are the business things?
Well, hold on a
Be
second.
Be transparent.
Well, hold on a second. She said, you're bitter about these business things, but the fact is, all those years of being in business with the Padres has led to you having the career that you had in San Diego for 20 years. And I never really thought about it like that. I was like, gosh,
You are right.
Like, I have been bitter over the way my relationship in business with the Padres came to an end.
Oh, so it's business with the Padres. I see what you're saying, yeah.
So
then
like
how'd you get behind home plate?
Well, because all those people sitting behind home plate, those are my peeps, man. Those are my friends.
You're a behind home plate person?
Well, I wasn't this summer because we're on the air till 7 o'clock every
night. Yeah,
and there was no chance of getting down there for a 5:40 game, you know?
I don't know what this is, but Bergman's got something he wants to play. Go ahead and hit it there, Bergman. I'm not sure what's coming.
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in. Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in. Give Philly no slack and send them back. That's what's in.
Cappy, reaction.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not bitter at the business side anymore, you should be bitter at those dudes.
John Ireland, you'll appreciate this. John, did you not work at one time in San Diego at KUSI?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
That happened.
Many years.
That happened this morning on a local cable morning show on a television station called KUSI, and they had about six or seven old guys wearing their Padres gear trying to, like, rap to this terrible song. And if I were the producers, I'd be like, this is train wreck television, so let's do it. But on the other hand, they're going to have the Padres and fan base ridiculed forever because of these guys. Wow, was that bad. I got no excuse for that one, George. I can't take any responsibility for that.
I don't know.
Well, remember the... Cappy, remember the Slam Diego Love guys?
Oh, yeah.
That song might have been equally as bad.
That's a big hit, too.
Yeah, those are the guys. That one year.
I love that song.
Kiki loved that song.
I love those
when
guys.
They all.
Slam Diego Love.
Yeah. See, these guys are funny.
You're going to bam, 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 bam that?
Yeah, these guys are funny.
No, I would say that these two songs are similar.
Similar, yeah.
In one of my, what's the word I'm looking for? They're equally
awful.
They're both awful, but I would say those the Tupac rendition.
Oh, the guys from the morning show on KUSI are absolutely
right. I mean, those guys are just ass. But the other dudes, the other guys are actually funny. They've got a funny video. And everybody just hates on it, so it's funny.
You know what, the Padres, act like you've been there. Oh, no,
but they
haven't.
Been there.
Never, never.
Three haven't. Times in the NLCS.
But they haven't, Mace.
Yeah, if you're the Dodgers, you act like the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
The Dodgers, you act like you've been there before.
We have. Well, that's why John Ireland said the Dodgers should not have been celebrating after winning the division.
Yeah, well, that's also extremist,
yeah,
too,
which is not necessarily a bright.
You
by the way,
it's like to be a fan of a team that has that long of a drought.
I don't know. It's working for the Phillies and Padres, and they both celebrated at the end of the season.
Because they haven't been there before either.
Yeah. They both celebrated after the NLDS with champagne.
Cappy, the Circle of Trust, our friend Dead Meow, at Dead Meow 5 says Cappy
is
lurking.
No, the former Dead Meow 5.
Okay, the former
Dead Meow
5.
Yeah, now he's the Up There Show.
Oh, the Up There Show. Right. That's what, is that what you call us down there?
No, that's what he has decided to call his new Twitter handle.
Oh.
The Up There Show. That's very funny.
Don't
that's
lie, funny. Cappy. That's what you call us. We know that.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you what, smart guy.
You can hear Cappy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, look, let me tell you something.
He's about to go off.
You're a smart guy.
Tick, are the target of it all.
Why am I the target?
You are
just like the Dave Roberts mess.
You are the bullseye of it all.
Oh, I'm so afraid.
Hey,
just like the Dave Roberts stuff, I tell the truth.
Tell you what you do. You go find the audio. You bring it back. That's all. Super simple.
I don't listen to San Diego radio shows.
Okay. Well, it's not
but we can try to go
show.
Find it
it's
if a, we need to.
It's a podcast, so go do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can I finish what this guy tweeted?
Yeah, finish. Oh, yeah, I forgot the tweet. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. He says, Cappy's lurking in the circle, taking down names of the P1s, calling him out for his upcoming diss track.
Are you doing a diss track, Cappy?
A diss track?
Do you guys think I have the capabilities of doing a diss track?
I think you'll do it. I don't know that you've got the capabilities.
No, you don't have the capabilities, but you certainly could do it. I think that actually would be funny. It might be a way to endear yourself again to people.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, George.
Okay. Just trying to help you out.
Yeah, no, I don't think the endearing part is going to happen again. I think that people have made up their mind.
Yep.
That I stole a bit,
mm-hmm.
I recycled a bit, I was a profiteer off of something.
Well, you were a profiteer.
Well, two of those three are definitely true, but go ahead.
You were a profiteer.
So decisions have been made,
yep.
Judgments have been made, and there's no re-endearing.
Well, why don't you just get over it? Do like the rest of us. Hell comes down and we all move on. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, Travis called me a misery profiteer this morning, so what are you going to do?
Profit off misery.
Right, yeah. Travis and Morales were as chippy as I've
ever. I heard today they almost went to blows.
As fired up as I've ever seen Travis Rogers.
Other than that day when we had free pizza. He hasn't been that fired up since then.
You called him gutless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gutless. That's how he acted today.
Way over the top.
At least I'll give Cappy this. He's not gutless.
No, what Chris calls me, and God, it irritates the hell out of me, and you know, usually you don't want to tell people this because then they just do it more, they just needle you more.
Yeah.
The freaking word rat. Is such a the R word. That's the R word. You know, I'm the furthest thing there is from a rat, and God, it irritates the hell out of me. And then Laura makes this sound effect that sounds like she should be in private doing something
that,
by
Laura.
Herself.
I love
you know?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the Jack.
Keep it up.
That's like the Jack.
All right, hey, I'm out of here. Okay. Catch a bus.
See you, John. Enjoy the game. Have a good call. So, yeah, I don't, but Cappy, you got to just move on, man. You're stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it. Seriously, move along with your life. You can be a circle lurker, but. I mean, honestly, I think you should dive right back in.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I can't just dive right back in.
Move
Mace.
On!
You don't just dive right back in with some lame tweet. You got to come in with something strong.
All right. Well, I will be following.
It's day four of the boycott.
Yes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
4:16 p.m. in the Southland. It is a Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. Cap, are you there?
Yep.
I feel like our love has lost something. I feel like it's hit a bump. But we're going to work on it today, because this is what we do on Tuesdays. Is Sedano and Cap, your afternoon drive right now.
Bing, bing, bada, boop. Boop. Ding, bada, bing. Bing, bada, bop. Bing, boom, boom. Boom, boom. Come on. Let's work on the love.
Ba-da-boop. Ba-da-boop. I like Aaron Boone's glove. I mean, glove. Watch that he's wearing. You watching this game at all?
I am.
I watched an hour and a half with Lindsay in my office earlier.
Oh, that must have been joyous.
Well, it was. I mean, it was, but I feel bad because I was rooting for the Guardians, too.
Yeah, they're down to their last...
It is a nice watch.
Because here's what I wanted. I wanted Guardians versus Padres.
Yeah.
Because then we have Lindsay versus Sliwa and Cappy.
What I said, it would be great because we'd have the whole city of L.A. behind us, you know?
I mean, who's a Yankees fan? Well, I know. I guess you were
Janice.
Way back when.
No,
right?
Not anymore.
Janice.
I mean, really, but Janice is.
Janice.
Yeah, but most Dodgers fans, you can't. If you're a Dodgers fan, you cannot be a Yankee fan.
Well, she's not a Dodgers fan.
No, she's not a Dodger fan.
No, that's true.
I thought she was in that
group.
No,
Janice has always been a Yankee fan.
I mean, who's a Yankees fan we know? The gutless JT the Brick?
Max Kellerman.
Oh, Max
George
is
Sedano?
No, Sedano was.
The Boo.
I couldn't. I couldn't name anyone but Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole on this team. Like, I don't watch them.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Cappy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Day four.
Why are you lashing out?
Yeah, oh, he is so lashing out.
Oh, so
why are you lashing out?
So lashing out.
Day four.
Why are you lashing out at us?
Day four of the boycott.
Yeah. Day four.
Why are you lashing out?
Well, why do you think this whole boycott began?
Why do I think it began?
Yeah.
Because the people in the community got all bent out of shape with you about being at the Padres game. I don't play.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's
not where it began.
It's the shirt?
Oh, for sure. That's where it all started.
Okay. Well, you grow up, man. Move on. Just like you told the Circle of Trust yesterday.
What did I tell them?
You told them to grow up and move on.
Oh, all right. Grow up and move on.
There you go.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Was that
don't
it?
Make me take out my chancla.
What does that mean?
Ooh, la chancla came out. Oh, man.
What is
don't
a chancla?
Don't make me take out the chancla.
Uh-oh.
What's a chancla?
Oh, let me tell you something. Oof. You don't want to know.
You don't.
Tell
you
me.
Don't.
You don't want to know.
It's like a boomerang that hurts, but it's a sandal.
Sandal boomerang coming right at your head.
Mm-hmm. Cappy likes when it hurts, though, a little bit.
That's
little
true.
Bit,
that's
little
true.
Bit. Little bit. I do. I do.
Come on,
does
Rachel.
Rachel throw her heels at
Rachel,
you?
Rachel, hit me.
Dude, Rachel.
Tell me I'm not good enough.
That's dude, what I like.
Dude, Rachel beat the hell out of me last night. You guys don't even understand.
She did? Like, literally?
No, not physically, emotionally.
Oh, I was going to say, Cappy,
no,
do we
like,
need
damn,
to...
Damn, dog,
yeah,
you should have called.
No.
I would have called 911 for you.
Let me tell you what happened last night. Emotionally...
Tell me I don't make enough money.
No.
So she is your accountant. She's your accountant.
She does know. Yeah,
she don't have,
right,
she don't have to tell me that. We all know that.
Aw, guys.
Yeah, by the way, it's a final. Sorry, Linz.
It is a final.
I mean, it's hard to win when the whole league's against you, you know, postponing games. It didn't even rain, and they postponed the game yesterday.
Nobody likes Cleveland. Nobody dislikes Cleveland like that. Get out of here.
Oh, no, they want the Yankees to advance because it's the only team that anybody watches
that's left. I mean, if baseball really had it in for like, ratings, they would have had the Dodgers beat the Padres, too.
No, no, no. But I'm just saying at this point, the Yankees are the only team left that, like, has an actual, like, big audience, like, you know, national appeal.
I disagree. The Phillies are like a...
They're not the Yankees.
I know, but they're still like a top six market. It's not, and Houston is too. Like, they're a top 10 market too.
We'll just say that yesterday the Guardians were arguing and fighting to play. They wanted to play, and the Yankees were like, no, it's going to rain. We don't want to, we can't have our starter.
Did they really do that?
Yes, that's what happened.
I don't believe that.
But that's all the reports, is what all the national reporters that are there are saying.
Find me those national reports.
Everybody's saying that. You clearly have not been paying attention to what's going on in that whole series.
Well, I told you, I don't pay attention to
that. Right, I'm just saying, they got screwed.
All right, so now let me ask you a question, Lindsay.
Oh,
so the Yankees have beaten your Guardians. Yeah. Okay, the Guardians are a small market team. You feel like they got jobbed in some way.
They did.
So you got the Yankees and the Astros. I don't think you're going to be cheering for either of those two teams.
I don't care who wins at this point.
No, you should become a Padres fan.
I'm not becoming a Padres fan.
I think you should. It's a good point.
Yeah, for
it's
the
a good
run.
Bit.
Small market team.
I'm becoming a Padres
honestly,
fan.
Honestly, out of all the teams left, I feel like it would be the coolest to see them win just because they haven't won in so long. And I like to see the small guys win.
I think tomorrow all of you guys are going to be Padres fans, because when I show up in that studio tomorrow, I have purchased for all of you. Because, I'm a lurker now in the circle. And so yesterday I was saying,
it's called a watcher. You're a watcher.
Oh, there was a movie on Netflix
called The Watcher.
The show. I just finished it. Worst ending ever.
So
but wait, a good
so
show.
What is a watcher? A watcher is a what?
You watch.
Hello there. I am the watcher.
That would be you.
I see you every day get your mail, and I watch you and your children. I know their names.
Yeah, that's kind of me. I am. You're right, Chris. I am kind of the watcher now. So yesterday, I was telling a story about how a friend of mine asked me, yo, man, I'm going to this Padres game. You got some gear for me? And I'm like, I don't have any. And then Grant in L.A., the ultimate, he's a great Photoshopper. He went back. Dude, I can't even imagine. You talk about lurking and watching. Went deep into my Instagram somewhere and found a picture of me and my daughter from 2 years ago where I'm at a Padres game with my daughter wearing a Swag Chain t-shirt, and he posted it all over the circle, and I realized I don't have any of that gear. So I bought all you guys all kinds of Padres NLCS gear, and I will deliver it tomorrow afternoon, and perhaps, Laura, maybe you'll put on some of those doo-doo colors.
Bro!
So here's the thing.
No.
So you're saying you want us to join the Padres train?
Correct.
I say it's good for the show. Because Dave Roberts lost this. It's his fault.
Oh, for the love of God.
So let's jump on the Padres train.
Hell no.
Let's go with Cappy and Sliwa.
Hell no.
It represents Southern California.
Hell nah.
Let's come together as one.
Bleep no.
Let's reunite the circle of trust.
I'm about to curse no.
And say, we're behind you, Cappy.
Hell no.
Much like those offensive line were behind Jalen Hurts on Sunday night and push you in to the World Series.
Wow.
There was two sports references there.
No.
That is very supportive.
I'm down.
So here's what happened last night. I had dinner last night in the art district and got done, and I get into my car and I call Rachel because I'm on my way to start driving south.
Of course
you
do.
You know how it goes, Chris.
I'm leaving now.
Right, I'm leaving. How long does your GPS say until you're home?
I'm sorry how Sedano was today.
No, she said to me, she goes, what's your problem? And I said, I don't know. I'm not sure what my problem is. And she said, well, you've been in San Diego for 20 years. You're the freaking mayor of this town. She goes, and you're just not supporting the hometown team. And I don't really understand. And I said, gosh, I am such a bitter jerk. I am like this angry, bitter guy that had this business relationship and it ended. And rather than being supportive, I'm being bitter. And she's like, yes, you're being a hater. Did you hear that? A hater. I'm a hater.
Well, we know that.
And then I realized maybe she's right. Maybe I am being a hater.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe trying to explain to you my complicated relationship rather than just saying, I'm a hater. So you know what? I'm dropping the hate. I'm going to start to celebrate. And you know what I'm going to say? Go Padres.
Okay.
I should have been saying it all along. Go Padres.
That's all we've been telling you.
No, but you don't understand. But
finally.
But I wasn't feeling that. Until she honestly smacked me around and
said. She said you had to be a man.
She said you're being a hater.
Ooh.
And it didn't occur to me that she's right.
Cappy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you because you just came to this realization with this group therapy and Rachel. Now, are you going to drop the hate for the Chargers? Because if you're dropping it for the Padres, you got to drop it for the Chargers.
No, that's different. That's totally
different. That's not
different.
It's the same thing.
No, it is different. No, because they moved. They moved.
No.
It's very, very different.
No, it's not.
Very different.
I feel like this is fake drop hate.
Nope. But I'll tell you this right now. I'm bringing shirts for all you guys tomorrow. I got all the National League Championship Series merch. I got one for Sedano. I got one for Lindsay Baseball. I got one for the Queen. I got one for Morales. I got one for everybody. And I think everybody's going to become a Padre fan starting tomorrow.
Hell
Well, I'll be here Thursday, not tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Well, Lakers opening night.
Yates. Clinton Yates is filling in tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh.
Got one for him.
Oh, he's back?
He'll rock it.
He's in tomorrow because I've got the ESPN opening night.
Sedano's on assignment for the NBA on ESPN.
It's true, he is. That's true. Has anybody been watching like all this pregame festivities that's going on in San Francisco? You talk about a town that's going crazy. They didn't just win it. They won it last year, and there are like millions of people on the streets.
Yeah, man. They love the Warriors there. You know the Warriors have the highest ratings of any team in the NBA? Like, and by a long shot.
Hmm. I didn't know that. I did not know that. But I'll tell you this, man. People are like going nuts. I mean, I've been watching this pregame show, and now, you know, they're going to go into this Philadelphia game against Boston. I don't really have a whole lot of interest in that. Maybe I'll turn over here. Maybe I'll watch the Philadelphia Flyers play the Tampa Bay Lightning instead. Nah, I don't
why
think
don't you
so.
Why not? You don't want to see the Celtics lose?
I don't. Yeah, whatever. It's game one. It's game one. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm getting ready for NLCS tonight, George. That's what I'm getting ready for.
Yeah, you should watch the NLCS then.
That's what I'm going to be watching. Okay. Anybody know what channel it's on?
It's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have regular
Fox?
TV.
Is so, it
yeah,
Fox?
It's Fox, yeah.
You know, baseball's weird that way. Like, there aren't too many channels. I got to be honest with you. I don't know where to find anything where baseball. I got to always look at my ESPN app,
yep.
And then it'll tell me where
I do
where
that too.
At.
Facts, that's what I do.
Yeah, I like, with football, it's fairly obvious, right? Like, it's, you know, Monday Night Football's on ESPN, right? Then you got Fox and CBS and NBC at night. Like, you kind of know where everything is. With baseball, I feel like it's super spread out.
I think
sometimes
it might be on
FS1. Fox.
Sometimes
it's FS1. Sometimes it's TBS. Sometimes it's TNT. Sometimes it's ESPN. Well, that's only during the wild card. That's the only thing I do know. But everything else is like, I don't know. I don't know where to find you.
How are they going to put the NLCS on FS1?
Yeah. How are they going to play it tomorrow afternoon at 1:37 in the afternoon?
Well, is that really when they're playing it?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon, 1:37.
They played game 5 today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Terrible. Just terrible. Chris Morales, let me ask you a quick question, though.
Yes, Scott Kaplan.
You tell me. Today is day 4 of the Circle of Trust boycott.
That is on you.
Make a prediction.
I simply report the news.
I understand. Make a prediction. How long does the Circle of Trust boycott last?
If you're smart, you end it tonight.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Because you don't want to bring bad jungle karma to your Padres.
I don't. Oh, really?
Rack him.
Oh, really? So you think this is bad karma for the Padres?
For you to turn your back.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on.
The people that made you the man of the people.
They made you the man of the people. You were a nothing in Los Angeles until these people said, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to turn your back on them?
I don't see it that way.
No, you're boycotting it. You said it on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because I made a promo that played 46 times today, that's not my fault. Yeah. That's your fault.
Yeah, had to step away from it. The negativity is too much, too nasty.
I disagree.
It can be, Cap. Like, I'm with you on that. It definitely can be. But I think we do, unlike the... See, the problem with the Mason and Ireland Mafia is they've got a listener that's running it, which that's good for him, and that was nice of him.
He's too nice,
but
Kyle Downey.
He's the one who's moderating it by himself. We have five of us moderating
ours. No one has said anything, like, vile or gross towards you. I mean, it's all... I feel like it's all within bounds,
I agree.
I would say.
I think they're piling on, but in a joking way, Cap. Right. I feel like it's a lovingly joking way. They're not saying, like...
I mean, you got that one guy... Bobby Alvarado, who's just like sitting there, like taking names for you. You know what I mean?
That's Cappy. Really, people love you.
Yeah,
they do.
People do love you.
They do.
Bobby Alvarado.
Like Mario said, it was just disheartening, you know?
Is it Alvarado? I don't know. Maybe it's Alvarado.
Again, the disheartening part is me. I'm disheartened. You know what I'm disheartened about? That I have been a sour grapes hater rather than, you know what? This is a first time in 20 years this team is good and has a chance. And instead of loving it, I've been such a hater. I'm dropping
the
hate.
That's what we've been trying to tell you. Just bring it out. We knew it was in there.
Be honest to yourself.
I'm dropping the hate.
Like you said yesterday, look at the man in the mirror.
Right.
Starting with the man in the mirror.
And to quote a great philosopher who once said, don't hate, celebrate.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Now I hate the philosopher.
And speaking of celebrating, the Dodgers weren't doing any of that. We'll get to that in a second.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
434 in the Southwest. Shitato and Cap on this day in 1969. The number one hit, Temptations. Part of that Vietnam Motown sound. I can't get next to you, Cappy.
Oh, yeah. You can get next to me.
Right here now. Can't get next to you, babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the part where they go, ah. Meanwhile, we got a tweet last night. Sedano did. It said, Scott is Mr. San Diego. Don't get it twisted. He is a Padre fan, and you're all lucky. We're lucky. Y'all are lucky to have him doing radio in Los Angeles.
Was that Kitty Cat?
No, this is Afi619. It says, check out this article. Cappy number 16, most powerful in San Diego.
Wait a second. You're the 16th most powerful person
19th,
there?
19th, 19th.
Oh, 19th.
Yeah, 19th. That sucks, man.
Top
I should have been.
I tried
to get into the top 10, you know?
That's pretty good. You're like,
are you the 16th more or 19th most powerful person?
I mean, I didn't know I was, but apparently somebody said that
no,
I was.
No, you know you were. You're going to tell me this article came out a few years ago and you didn't know?
No. I read the article.
Oh, of course.
I read it. Yeah. Of course. I mean, come on, dude. Come on.
That's pretty good. 19, huh?
I mean, 19.
Because you're like the 16th most powerful person at this station.
Yeah. And think about what that makes me overall in L.A.
Well, and then in your own household, where are you on the power?
Forget it. Well, in the household itself, I'm 5 of 5. Actually, probably.
What if we included like Rachel and stuff too?
Oh no! Well, I hadn't even gotten to her yet, and then I realized I was probably 6 of 6. If you add the dog, I'm probably behind the dog also. You know, and then I go to Rachel's. I'm way in the back there. So yeah, I've got no power anywhere. But somebody thought I was a powerful guy.
You're a broker.
I guess so.
Cappy the power broker.
Yeah. 19th most powerful person. You tell him, Afi. You tell him, buddy.
Yeah, Afi.
You let him know.
Shouts out to Afi.
That's right.
So real quick, thank you, Christopher.
You're welcome.
That was funny.
Hey, by the way, when I come up there tomorrow and I deliver all these Padre shirts for you guys.
Cappy, don't spend money on me because I want to throw it in the trash or burn it.
You can re-gift it.
He didn't buy anything. Right. Don't
I know
worry.
He didn't, but
no,
I still feel bad.
Somebody gave it to him.
No, because my boy Fat Tony came over.
Oh.
And, you know, Fat
Tony. Does he
know
Fat Jack?
I know. I was going to say the same thing.
I don't think he does, but Fat Tony has 2 children. They're lovely children. His son is called Fat Boy, and his daughter is called Fat Girl. And I am not joking in the slightest bit.
Is this the Fat Tony you told me that, much like Fat Jack, is not fat anymore?
Right. He's no longer nearly as fat as he used to be.
Oh.
Ooh, so, like me.
So Fat Tony shows up at my house today, and Fat Tony has his car wrapped, and it says, "Let's effing go, San Diego." And the U in the word effing has the SD logo, and he had an entire car filled with merch. And
wow.
So I said, I'm buying merch for all of my LA colleagues who all don't want to, you know, support. Here you go.
You know, I actually know somebody that would wear it. Sadly enough. Yeah, I do.
Slee would probably wear it.
I mean, Slee.
You know what we should do?
Tell me.
If the Padres make the World Series, because this reminds me, I covered the NBA Finals when the Oklahoma City Thunder made it, and a bunch of like Seattle Supersonics fans bought tickets to like heckle the Oklahoma City Thunder, because Clay Bennett obviously took the team from Seattle to Oklahoma City, and that's why we don't have a team in Seattle. I feel like we should just go and take like a bus of people that are Dodgers fans and Dodger gear to the World Series.
So down, I would be that person.
That would be funny.
I'm petty.
We have to do a bus because the train won't go there anymore.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the whole situation in San Clemente, you know, the
did you know that, George? The train don't work.
Yeah. Well, Cappy told us the damn San Clementiers.
Right. I know. The bluff.
Can't Sam Darnold fix that? He's from there. Let's call him.
Or Mark Sanchez or somebody. Somebody do something. Yeah.
Speaking of doing something, that's what everybody wants, including Christopher. He wants somebody fired. He wants somebody's head on a stick at Dodger Stadium.
Dave Roberts fired, huh?
Well, somebody has to get fired for that implosion.
Nobody has to get fired. Why does somebody have to get fired?
Because why are you getting me ramped up? I was ready to go get some coffee.
Okay, well, get ramped up.
Now you don't need coffee. You're getting ramped up.
Here's the thing. We love the Bus family in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Bus, Do you think that this would be allowed to continue if Dr. Buss owned the Dodgers?
I mean, if the Dodgers, I mean, I don't know, maybe. Dr. Buss also.
He got rid of Phil Jackson when he lost one final.
No, because Dr. Buss empowered his son, who created a mess. That's what he also did, too. Let's not forget that.
Well, don't give me the second part of my point. I like my part of the point. I'm just saying it would be nice for somebody on the Monday after this to say, you know what? We feel your pain, and we're gonna take care of it. We're going to take somebody out for a walk, okay?
Hey, let me ask you this. The Dodgers have never had a stretch of success, okay, that they've had in these last 10 years, that in their entire history in Los Angeles. They have not had this much sustained winning. Let me explain something to you about baseball, Christopher Morales.
It's just baseball, as somebody once said.
It's just baseball. That's my whole point, is that baseball is the most random of random sports. Okay, you can have the greatest team in the regular season because it's 162 games, and in a short series, you can lose. No different than the Dodgers getting swept this season by the Pirates at one point. That's just the way baseball works. So this notion you have to fire everyone, you had 111 wins. Like, could they have done some things different? Yes. Should Dave Roberts have kept Tyler Anderson in? Sure. But the biggest problem is their bats went cold. Just like at times during the season, their bats went cold. And that's unfortunately the way baseball works.
But let me just say this, though. If they fire Dave Roberts, and
what is that accomplishing?
Well, here's the thing. All it does is it says we are scapegoating one person.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Because angry mobs want somebody fired over this. Because the reality is, you can talk about the bats going cold. That's fine. How about the fact that they really didn't have a lot of depth in the starting pitching, and the number one bullpen in baseball going into the postseason failed them? So, you know, to blame Dave Roberts and just firing him for firing's sake, that's not really addressing what the issues were. The issues were that the front office never made a move to go get more starting pitching, which they desperately needed and did not apparently realize that they needed.
Right. And Andrew Friedman addressed that today. And I don't know if we have this particular sound, because I know we've got other pieces of sound from Andrew Friedman. But I watched the entire Andrew Friedman press conference, okay? And he basically said, I'm not going to make a bad deal to make a deal. Like, and what he's basically saying is maybe there was something out there for us to get, but it was not cost prohibitive, nor was it a smart move to make. Because here's the thing. In Major League Baseball, people like all these people in the circle of trust and all over Twitter today in general are like, oh, they're the Atlanta Braves. You know what? You know what you want in baseball? You just want to be in the party, at the party. You want to be in the tournament. Because if you're in the tournament, you got a chance to win. If you don't believe me, how the hell did the Nationals win a World Series when they were like, I don't know, 15 games under 500 at one point in June that season?
Yeah, but
and
nobody,
they upset the Dodgers. Like, right, that's just the way it works.
Right, but, you know, first of all, you had the manager of the team, and you all know how much I love Dave Roberts.
Yeah,
but you had
he's a great guy.
You had the manager of the team go on a national radio show in spring training and say, we are going to win the World Series. Write it down, book it. I'm saying it. It's on the record. We're going to win the World Series. That's a bold thing to say.
Yeah. But then they walked it back towards the end of the season.
Well, they had the best team in baseball. They had the most wins. They had the best bullpen. They had the most all-stars. They had, you know, all these, you know, the run differential was out of control. This is a monster, monster letdown.
No question. But, dude, Andrew Friedman was literally saying today that he's still depressed after everything that's transpired. And that it was, look, you can play it. Play the first cut that we have there about Andrew Friedman, about when he talks about the organization being at fault here, if we have that. Do we have it?
Stand by.
Okay. Standing by.
Standing by.
Still standing.
And by.
Well, that happens. Let me say this. Because you mentioned the bats. Right, Sedano? The bats went cold?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it on the manager to provoke greatness, to inspire greatness?
No, man. Come on. This isn't,
like you and I inspired.
This isn't the movie Major League. You know what I mean?
I just watched that over the weekend, actually. Yeah. Much like you and I inspired greatness in Cappy. He was never a top-tier performer like this, an L.A. performer.
What's wrong with you.
Okay? We inspired greatness. Tommy Lasorda inspired greatness. Phil Jackson inspired greatness in
the
city.
Wait, keep going. Wait, Bob Melvin.
Bob Melvin.
Bob Melvin inspired
greatness.
Listen,
I'll give it to you right now.
Listen, the last thing that's...
Where's the greatness for the Dodgers?
Yeah, Dave Roberts has a really good relationship with those guys and gets plenty out of those guys. They failed him, too. That's the issue here.
And they're gutless.
Okay, well, wow. I don't know if they're gutless. But let me hear Andrew Friedman, because we got to go to Sliwa next.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't feel like that's what we need. Again, if we felt like a different voice was going to help us cash in on those situations with runners in scoring position, yeah, then maybe we would. But again, it's important to tease out like what part of it is baseball and what part of it is leadership. And I feel like Dave and his coaching staff did an incredible job to lead this team during the regular season to 111 wins. And I don't feel like it was a switch they then turned off, or the players needed a different voice in those games. But I get that there are differing opinions on this.
Yeah, it was the other cut that I wanted, but it's fine. He basically said it's an organizational failure. This isn't on one person by any stretch of the imagination. But you know what is on one person bringing home a win tonight is Alan Sliwa, all right? Not just – forget LeBron, forget AD. Sliwa's going to bring it home tonight. He joins us next.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sedano and Cap. A Live Imaging Tuesday is on. I do want to get closer. It's National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Meanwhile, it's also his 43rd birthday. Happy birthday, Neo.
Oh, love Neo.
You know this one, Cappy?
Come on now.
When you're dancing in the club.
Come on.
And you say, I want to get closer, baby. And you lean in. And then Rachel says, oh, shave before you do that.
Or brush your teeth.
Neo's smooth.
Neo is great. You know, Neo collabs with a lot of people. A lot of collaborations.
A lot of collaborations. He did a collab about 10 years ago with Michael Bolton.
No way.
He did.
Get out of here.
Yes.
What song was that?
It was on the Michael Bolton soundtrack, or not soundtrack, the album that was then.
Oh.
Oh, here comes the breakdown. Here we go. We're not on camera today because you're not here, but I was just grinding in the studio.
All right now.
I'm getting down.
It is day four of the Cappy boycott from the Circle of Trust on Twitter. How many days will this last? Will this be like the Iran hostage crisis in 1980?
Oh, my God. How long did that last?
A year.
Yeah.
Gosh, I sure
hope. It lasts a long time.
You can join right now. Just go to Twitter, search the communities, search Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Get in there and bam! You're part of the community, yo.
Yeah,
now, a lot of people who are kind of, you know, telling me I need to kind of just get over it. They're like, the people that are trolling you, they're like, you should be calling them the circle jerks. See, that's funny.
Yeah. That
is funny.
Sliwa is joining us here. Now, Sliwa, Cappy finally admitted that he's going to enjoy the Padres run.
Okay.
Good job, Sli.
Yeah, listen, Cap, for the seats that you had for game four, kind of that entire atmosphere that was there, that was pretty damn special. So jumping on, damn it, jump on. All your kids are Padre fans, right?
Yep, born and raised. But the thing is, Sli, is that my girlfriend, affectionately known around here as Rachel, said to me, what is your problem, pal? Like, what is wrong with you? And I realized what a bitter jerk I've been recently. And she even said to me, she goes, you have front row seats because you're friends with all those people. You think these guys are going to be stoked that you're like, yeah, I'm still pissed at the Padres over some business stuff from a few years ago? And, like, it snapped me out of it last night. Like, what a hater I am. I don't like being a hater. I like to celebrate. I don't hate.
I think they're – it'll be interesting. I just hope they're not too much on their high of winning the last series. But these first couple of games in Philly, I'm going to be there tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to seeing finally seeing a home game. But I think it will be an interesting series. I definitely don't think it's by any stretch going to play out like anything else that's played out. I think it's going to be a tough series for them. We'll see what happens.
So, Slee, let's talk Lakers today. I think they have an opportunity in front of them. And I think Anthony Davis was on to something, and hopefully he creates the impact that they need him to create in order for them to be competitive this year. But in this individual game, he's got a huge advantage. Like he's kind of the cheat code against this Warriors team, because as good as the Warriors are, they really don't have someone that can match up against AD. They have guys that can match up probably against anyone else. Even LeBron, they could throw multiple guys at him. But I just don't feel like Draymond can nullify AD like he can do with other players. So what do you look at as the key to tonight to try to stealing one on ring night?
So I remember Michael saying this a couple days ago. He was talking about how, hey, look, on ring nights, on nights of guys, you know, the banner's going up, maybe you can catch them not on their best because they're obviously excited about getting their ring. I think for Lakers, none of that stuff even matters. To be honest with you, the AD portion that you mentioned, that should be a lot of nights versus a lot of teams with Anthony Davis. Maybe not against Embiid or Giannis. Jokic is a little bit different because he's done really good against Jokic anytime they go head-to-head. But if you don't have an advantage with Anthony Davis tonight against the Warriors, and he's just a guy that's 20 and 8 or 9 and it's quiet, George, there's a much bigger problem than just, you know, this season's not just about AD being healthy, but it's also about AD being a top 7, top 5. I mean, I don't want to jump the gun here, but he's got a lot to prove too, because even in those games over these last couple of years where he was healthy, it's not like he was dominating the league. So I think there's a lot of Laker fans, and I'm sure a lot of people out there that are curious, okay, is Anthony Davis, are those nagging injuries all behind him and there's no mental part of it as well? Or no, this is the Anthony Davis that you have moving forward. If it is, that's obviously a big problem for the Lakers.
Okay, Slee, what's the deal tonight with Russ? Is he good? Is he expected to go? What do you know about that?
So we don't know starting lineups yet. Patrick Beverley he's doing his podcast now, and he kind of hinted. There was a game that the Lakers had. I want to say it was game 5 of the preseason, and it was Pat Bev, Lonnie Walker, Russell Westbrook, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. And he hinted that it probably will be that. We'll wait. Darvin Ham will talk in another half hour or so. But from what it sounds like, he'll be good to go. Obviously got injured that final game on Friday. But it sounds like he'll be good to go. The question is, you know, did anything change from last year? Is the way they use him? I loved them trying him off the bench, and I know it was for a very, very, very small sample size. And I'm not sure if we're going to get a lot more of that as the season progresses. But you're going to ask Russ to just play a role, do what the team needs you to do, and how realistic it is, we'll find out. And how much of his skill set is advantageous to that starting lineup, we'll kind of have to wait to find out. I mean, I think I have a similar feeling to a lot of Laker fans where you have to see it to believe it, that blind faith this year you're going to be a little bit more hesitant on.
So let me ask you this, Slee, and of course, Slee will have your pregame coverage at 5:30 once we toss it over to him. How much better do you think they can be defensively? Because clearly the biggest issue they had last season was that.
I think there actually will be not just an emphasis, but a, hey, you're not going to get playing time unless you're playing defense. And, you know, we all know that when the Lakers had their run, and it's not like it's tough to sit here and say, oh, well, it's Frank Vogel's fault last year. No, Frank Vogel is actually a pretty good defensive coach. Lakers, when they won an NBA championship, it was because of the defense that they played. So maybe a new voice helps. I think probably more importantly, they got a lot more young legs that I think, you know, sometimes these older players, older veterans, they know what to do. They want to do it. They just physically can't do it. A lot of these guys that the Lakers have, other than LeBron and Anthony Davis, they won't get playing time unless they are playing defense. And I think he's got complete autonomy to make decisions that maybe Vogel was a little bit hesitant on last year. So to answer your question, how good could their defense be? I mean, it starts obviously with Anthony Davis. Not that Braun in year 20 is going to be somebody that, you know, you're going to depend on. But I think all these other guys around them, that's going to be the focus. And hopefully they're not too much of a hindrance on the offensive end because they're only focused on D.
Hey, Slade, you see the story about Juan Toscano-Anderson? He's getting his ring tonight. Obviously now he's with the Lakers, but last year he was with the Warriors. He's getting his ring. But he had to spend, like, I don't know, $10,000 or so just to get his mom tickets courtside. Did you happen to catch that story?
I didn't see that. So the Warriors not helping out Juan Toscano-Anderson. It's funny. He's a role player that, I mean, George, you know this. Anytime you have a championship team, there's a number of guys that you don't really talk too much about. He's a perfect example, and I'm not telling you that Juan Toscano-Anderson was a key player for the Warriors last year, because really he was primarily used off the bench, and there are a lot of times he wasn't getting playing time. But the Lakers are actually looking at this guy as in, no, we need him to be a piece. They're depending on him to be a piece. We'll kind of see, you know, what happens once the season starts. But yeah, he's kind of another one of those players that you put on the roster and hope that you can catch lightning in a bottle and see if he could take some of that, you know, some of that experience he had with the Warriors and bring it to the Lake Show.
I mean, I'm rooting for him in a big way. I mean, the Lakers have never, and Mark Spears has a great story on Anscaped.com if you want to check it out, with Juan Toscano-Anderson about how he, you know, he's the first player since in the Lakers' time here, right, that is Mexican, Mexican descent.
Yep.
And the story talks about how, you know, he wants to, you know, represent everyone, right? He's half Mexican, he's half black, and he wants to represent both those communities, which are a big portion of the communities here in Los Angeles, predominantly a minority community when you think about it. So I'm rooting for him. I've always rooted for him. He knows that. I've talked to him a million times. He's like a super nice kid. And I think he's a grinder, dude. If you don't know his story, and Slee, I'm sure you do, but Cappy, I don't know how well you know his story. This kid's a grinder, man. Went to Marquette. Couldn't cut it in the NBA or the G League initially. Went to Mexico to play a couple of years, won a championship in the Mexican League, then found his way on the Santa Cruz Warriors, worked his way up there to get up on a two-way with the Warriors, and eventually got a real contract from them, and now a real contract from the Lakers. Like, his story is incredible.
See, I love underdog stories like that. That's good.
And they got a few guys like that. I mean, you're not going to look at a lot of these players – and we'll use Austin Reeves as an example last year, just to use as an example. There are players that are, you know, trying to make their name in the NBA, trying to stay in the NBA, and they're young. So, listen, I'm not sure where the Lakers are going to end up this year. I don't know where they're going to end up in a month or 2 months or whatever the case is. But I'll take my chances with this team over last year's roster, obviously talking about having younger players. And let's see, maybe LeBron, Anthony Davis can stay healthy and the Lakers can make some type of a run.
Slee, bring home a win today, buddy.
Real quick.
Oh,
Slee, do you think Travis's blood pressure has dropped since I called him a gutless Dave Roberts apologist this morning?
He's not happy. Yeah,
I mean, his face, Sedona, was bright red.
I heard he was almost going to fight you.
He did. He was cursing me in the hallway. He hasn't been that excited since free pizza day.
Slee, is this true? Did this happen?
I'm a little surprised because the vet that Trav is, he fell right in the trap. And it's like Morales was just baiting him on, and he fell right in the trap. And then it was a solid, like, 45 minutes of listeners calling in. And instead of taking the calls that supported Travis, Morales was only taking the calls that supported him, which also increased his blood pressure.
I hate to say I can agree, and I understand.
Slee, thank you, brother. Bring home a win, and we'll be listening tonight and tomorrow.
All right, fellas. Sounds good. Thanks.
See ya. There's Slee, who's going to join us every Laker game day at 4:45 adjacent, is what we'll call it. All right, coming up next, what you need to know. We got one more real segment to talk sports, Cappy, so we're going to get into on a live imaging Tuesday. We'll do a little Lakers. We'll kind of talk about some of the stuff we discussed with Slee, kind of unpack some of that. Finish up with the Dodgers, and then we'll have Radio Tinder on the back end around 5:15 or so, 5:20, before we toss it over to Slee and John and the guys for Lakers-Warriors Game 1 tonight of the Lakers' chase for their 18th championship. We'll get to all that coming up. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.